Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for that warm welcome. It is a pleasure today to be here with my great friend and partner, Michelle Obama. You have been a great example of the profound difference First Ladies can make. So thank you, Michelle, for your leadership and for your friendship. And it's wonderful to see President and Mrs. Bush again. We had a great event together in Texas earlier this year. Thank you for the work you are doing on behalf of the post-9/11 veterans through your military service initiative. To all the African First Ladies and other distinguished guests here today, thank you for taking part in this historic summit and for adding your voice to this important conversation. I've been a teacher for over 30 years. In my own classroom and in my travels around the world, I have seen firsthand the difference a strong educational foundation can make. A few years ago, I had the incredible opportunity to visit a girls' school in Kenya, where I saw how education was providing a sense of hope, of normalcy, and the chance for a better life. Last month, when I visited Zambia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sierra Leone, I met with students who are excited to learn, who are dedicated to their studies, and who have big plans for their future. In the hallway outside a classroom in Zambia, a colorful board with the words, "Our Dreams," caught my attention. Students had posted notes on the board describing what they dream to become when they grow up. Doctors, lawyers, pilots, and my personal favorite, teachers. Every dream posted on the board had a common purpose, a desire to give back, to help their community, and to move their country forward. That is the spirit of the next generation in Africa. To make this possible, it means making sure that all students, boys and girls, have access to quality education. The United States is committed to making sure girls and young women have the tools they need, not just to survive, but to thrive in their communities. And we are here today because we believe that it is our responsibility, yours and mine, to provide the next generation of women with the confidence and the education they need to succeed, because we know that a nation cannot reach its full potential until its women meet theirs. Thank you very much for being here.